There's a new day coming to college football and college sports. There is the new College Athlete Advocacy Organization, the CAAI, the College Athlete Advocacy Initiative. It was formally launched last week. It is a legal and advisory team benefiting college athletes looking to advocate and achieve college athletic reforms. You're going to hear more about this. One of the things that they are talking about is boycotts of games. Not refusing to play a game, but let's say Georgia and Auburn, Georgia and Alabama are playing at 3:30 on CBS on a Saturday afternoon. They're talking about the college athletes saying, oh, the game starts at 3:30. We're not coming out at 3:30. We'll be there at 3:55 and causing disruptions to network TV. A college basketball game. It's a Sweet 16 game supposed to tip at 7:40 p.m. on CBS. And the athletes say, we'll be out in a half hour. And they delay the game by a half hour just to show that, yeah, you guys are making tens of millions of dollars off of us and we'll show up when we're ready. This is an advocacy organization that plans to challenge a lot of things that we know about college sports. And I say, go for it. I don't know that it'll work in the long run, because I'm a believer, and I've told you this before. I think before I hang up my headsets as a broadcaster, so probably figure at least another good 15 years, before I hang up my headsets, I believe the NCAA will not exist in its current form, because I believe the Power Five conferences will break off and do their own thing. There are 130 teams in Division I football. That's a joke. Because there's the haves and the have-nots. And I'm going to be, and considering my school is not one of the haves, Temple University, I can be very unbiased in my opinion with this. I don't know why the haves split money with the have-nots the way that they do. They're the ones making all the money. They're the ones that are drawing all the eyes to the TV. There's too many teams in Division I football, and there's way too many teams in Division I basketball. And I will tell you right now, I believe we will have five mega conferences. I believe they will have they will be 16 team conferences, and we will have 80 schools, and those 80 schools will become the new, they'll create their own thing, and they'll break away from the NCAA. And we'll stop the charade of student athletes. Not that all student athletes are a charade, but I think we'll stop it. And we're going to see certain teams refuse to share the money with others. And you know what? As Judge Smales said, the world needs ditch diggers too. I don't believe that it has to be a social welfare system where men's football supports all of the other sports at the school and props them up. I don't know why people like, there are people who advocate the college athletes should be paid. And I'm like, okay, if you want to make a point that college football players and many college basketball programs deserve to be paid, okay, I can get it. But when you start talking to me about all the other sports, they're not revenue generating. Very few college baseball teams make money for their school. Very few women's teams of any kind make money for their school. So what are we teaching our children? Oh, you deserve to be paid for something, but you're not revenue generating, but you deserve to be paid for it. No, you don't. You're already getting partial scholarship in many of those sports. You're being paid. Now, college football players who the university is paying everybody because of them, I can understand. I want to see where this advocacy group goes. I really do. I want to see what happens. It's going to be interesting to watch.